سورة البلد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أقسم بهذا البلد، وأنت حل بهذا البلد، ووالد وما ولد، لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. 3 آيات consisting of oaths. The fourth one is the statement on which these oaths have been taken. To understand first that fourth ayah. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. Verily we have created man in toil, hardships, sufferings. This life is full of hardships, sufferings. You know what happened to Mahatma Gautam Buddha? He saw different forms of sufferings. A child dying and the parents standing and weeping, can't do anything. Why? Why is it so? A blind man falling down. Why is he blind? Then he left his palace, wife, son. I must solve, you know, the riddle of this universe. What is this? Why is this suffering? Sarvam dukkham. This is the main idea of Buddhism. All is suffering, agony, pain. Ghalib says, Kaise hayat bande gham, asul mein dono ek hain. Maut se pehle aadmi gham se nijaat paaye kyun? Life contains hardships and sufferings, agonies, pains. But the second stage, we have read already in Shikak. After suffering here, then you will be standing before your Lord also. The animals, they suffer here, yes, but they don't. They will never be questioned before their Lord. But this is the tragedy of mankind. Now the oaths on this. La uqsimu bihadhal balad. Verily, I swear by this city. That is Makkah. Makkah was hard for living. No vegetation. Nothing grew over there. Biwadin ghair izzar. Not an easy or pleasant place to live. وَأَنْتَ حِلُّمْ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدْ. Over and above that, and you, O Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are a dweller in this city. And you will be permissible in this city. What does it mean? Number one, that people are persecuting you here. First of all, the city is hard to live. Then now you are having the hardship because these disbelievers, they are opposing you. They are calling you names. They are saying you have gone mad. So this is another toil, another suffering, another dimension of suffering. And the other meaning is that you will be permissible. One day will come, and that is the victory of Makkah, when you will be allowed to make warfare in this city. Otherwise, it is forbidden city. This is Baladul Haram. No fighting here. And this was the tradition of the Arabs. That even if a person was searching for the killer, murderer of his father for years together, and couldn't find him. But then he saw him in Makkah, in Haram. But he won't say anything to him. Don't do any harm. He is in Makkah. It is Baladul Amin, Baladul Haram. But one day will be for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ban will be lifted. Your struggle will reach that place. 13 or 14 persons were killed on the day of the victory of Makkah. وَوَالِدٍ وَمَا وَلَدْ. And another manifestation of this toil and hardship. The begotten and the begotten. Now father has to look after the child. to provide for the child. It is not an easy job, rearing the children, bringing them up. Hardship over hardship. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We have created man in hardship and toil. أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّا يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. Does he think that nobody will be able to have power over him? يَقُولُ أَهْلَكْتُ مَعَلَى النُّبَدَى. And he says, boastingly, well, I have squandered abundant wealth in charity. They used to boast. I fed so many people. I helped so many people. أَيَحْسَبُ أَنْ لَمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدٍ. Does he think that nobody observed him? If he was doing for Allah, so Allah is seen. He has seen. No use saying it. But if it was to show off to the people, then you will have no reward from Allah. Simple. يَقُولُ أَهْلَلْتُ مَعَلَى النُّبَدَى أَيَحْسَبُ أَنْ لَمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدٍ. Now the blessings of man. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَانِ. Didn't we give him two eyes to see? لَبِسَانًا وَشَفَتَانِ. And a tongue and two lips, with the help of which you speak. وَحَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَانِ. And we guided him to the two highways. Now the interpretation of these two highways is number one. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put, as we shall find in the next surah, the knowledge of good and evil is inherent in human souls. So as if Allah has already guided them. This way is wrong, this way is correct. This is good, this is bad. Telling a lie is bad. Speaking the truth is good. Everybody knows. Fulfilling the promise is good. Going back on their promise, bad. To be respectful to your parents, good. To be disrespectful, bad. Who doesn't know it? So we have already guided him to the two highways. But another interpretation is that the breath of the mother, the child is born, baby, knows nothing. But as if some had taught him, someone, that your food is there, in the breast of your mother. Go and suck it. Nobody has to train him. If that training was not already given to him, how would you feed that baby? So this is the other interpretation, and I prefer this interpretation. فَلَقْتَهَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ. Despite our blessings, man has not been able to cross the narrow valley, which is very high. Aqaba. In high mountains, narrow valleys, man didn't cross them. What do you mean by that? Destination is coming in the following ayat. What is that? Mamadraka malakava. Do you know? What will make you understand what is this Aqaba? What is this narrow valley at the height? Fakura Aqaba. Freeing of a slave. You set a slave free. Service to mankind. Sympathy with your human fellow beings. To be able to spend your money to relieve your fellow beings from pain and suffering. This is the narrow bottleneck which man, due to his niggardliness, sinliness, he can't cross. Due to love of wealth. فَكْفُ رَقَبَةٍ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةٍ. Or feeding on a day of hunger, when there is famine, when there is drought, and if you have some store of grain, some stock, normally you like to keep it. But whosoever can share this with the fellow beings, although he sees
that maybe
he will need it tomorrow. But no. Itaamun fi yawmin zi masraba. Yateeman za makraba. An orphan who is also a relative. Karabaddar. Who is a kin. Aw miskeenan za makraba. Or a needy man lying in the dust. This is the narrow valley that you cross. That is, you have let loose the brake. The love for wealth is the brake. Your car cannot go. You are pushing the accelerator. But the brake is there. Your car cannot move. So whatever you try, you cannot be a righteous person unless you are relieved of this love for wealth. And this subject we have read in detail in Surah Al-Hadid. اعلموا ان الله يحيي الارض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الايات لعلكم تعقلون ان المصدقين والمصدقات واقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا يضاعف لهم ولهم اجر كريم والذين امنوا بالله ورسله those who pass this narrow bottleneck and then they have faith then you know their characters their moral characters It will go up and up and up. But you have to open the brake first. And that brake is the love of wealth. When you have passed this, through this narrow valley, ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَحَرَى And then you join those people who have faith, who believe, and who exhort each other for patience, And exhort each other for compassion. Now this is Surah Al-Asr written over here. Wal-Asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa al-lazina amanu, wa'amil salihati, wa tawasaw bil-haqti, wa tawasaw bil-sabr. The only difference is, amal salihat has been taken first. Freeing a slave, feeding the hungry. This is amal salih. In Surah Al-Asr, iman, then amal salih. Then tawasi will have, then tawasi will come. Here the sequence is different. The most important amal is salih, sympathy for your fellow beings. Fakku raqabatin, aw it'amun fi yawmin zi masrabatin, yateeman za maqrabatin, aw miskeenan za maqraba, mentioned here. Now you join that band, that group, that Hizbullah, who has faith, and they exhort each other, sabr for sabr and marhaba. أولئك أصحاب الميمنة These are the people to whom their records will be handed over in their right hands. والذين كفروا بآياتنا As for those who belie our revelations whom أصحاب المشمة They are the people to whom their records will be handed over in their left hands. عليهم نار موصدة They will be in the fire, but the fire will be vaulted over, closed from upside. You know, if there is an oven and it's closed from above, then all the heat is hidden. If there is some opening, then heat goes out also. But closed, muqsada. Alayhim narun muqsada. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim. Wa nafani wa iyaakum bil ayati wa